Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back. I am fresh off of an expanders retreat, and those retreats are always so transformational, not only for my clients, but for me, because it's such an opportunity for me to pause and reflect back and think of not only how far have I came, the way that I do events, the way that I activate clients through events, but how far my team has came. We have a way different team in present time than what we had a year ago helping me with these events. And really for me, it's such a reminder of why I do this work in the first place. I have not been quiet about the hardships I've went through over the last 6 months of scaling and growing and just becoming a new version of myself. It is by far been the hardest thing for me. And maybe upcoming, I'll do a podcast on it. But right now, it still feels a little too fresh to share too much about it. However, being in those rooms, those perfectly curated rooms with really good people that want to make a big impact, that have heart-centered values, that are doing big things, that are striving for big things, that want to be expanded, it's such a reminder that this is why I do it. I do it for the people. I do it for the opportunities that I can create within themselves if I just open a loop for them, if I just show them a new way of thinking, a new perspective, a new way of doing things. And that's exactly what we did at the retreat. So we kicked off, we hosted it at the Ritz-Carlton on the beach in Naples, which is one of my favorite hotels. We often go there together as a family just for like a day pass. We'll get a cabana and just hang out there because we love being by the pool and the beach. And our home in Naples is about 20 minutes from there. And so we often go there. So it felt like I was at home, first of all. We did 4 days of content. So I got there early on Tuesday. We shot all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day Friday, and then I guess like a half day on Saturday. So your girl was spent emotionally, physically. I was so tired by the end of that because I'm exercising my content muscle, but it's not 100% dialed in, right? It's like a baby muscle still, where like even shooting video with the podcast and doing more content on a consistent basis, having Toby manage my social media, things like that, I'm getting the reps in, but it doesn't feel second nature quite yet. It still feels like work instead of just part of what I do. And so I know that's been a huge expansion opportunity for me the last 6 months too, of like, I've had to take content really seriously and make it a second job for me. And that's been difficult, managing that along with everything else I have on my plate. It's also difficult, like my media team, this is our second event together and they just are so dialed in. They're incredible. And they know that by day 3, Steph's like patience is wearing thin. I'm like getting a little bit snappier because we were shooting in the morning. And I was like, okay, you guys have about 10 more minutes of telling me what to do and then we're all done here. Because it is like when you're shooting and you're changing outfits and you're changing poses and you're talking about this and then the next time you're talking about this other campaign, you're just like getting it from all angles and my nervous system was fried. I'm like, I still have a day of teaching. I cannot be fried just from content heading into teaching and hot seat coaching. And so it's just an opportunity for me to be expanded even more, to increase my capacity for what I can handle and what I can hold. And I definitely think that I got that this past weekend. And so in addition to doing the media, I did a little media activation with the clients that were there. I brought in my creative director who's helping me this year with my brand and who's done some of my styling for the events. And they had so much fun. And the girls especially, because we set up a little catwalk for them. It was so cute. And they got to try on different outfits. They got to claim parts of their brand that maybe they haven't been showing the world. They got to step into more fun and more boldness and more truth telling. Some of them have really cool things that they're working on, but they're scared to share that with the world because of the perception or because of the judgment. Some of them are like, hey, I've been putting myself out there to be perceived as serious and well put together and professional. And actually, I'm a lot of fun behind the scenes. I'm a little bit quirky. I know Steph Asher was saying that like, I'm just a little bit more quirky and I would love to share that through my brand. I think that that's really important that we remember that, because it's not just about more authority. It's not just more professional, more successful. It's also about how fun are you? What do you actually do? What are your crazy thoughts that you think about things? What are your conspiracy theories? What are your belief systems that are different than the rest of the world? How can we bring that through your brand and showcase that? Because truthfully, the more you are you, the more the world is going to respond to that, because they're going to get to see you for who you are. You're not just another person that comes across the internet. You're unique and you're showing the world that. And I know for myself, even over the last 2 years, it's been kind of scary to show that. I definitely am getting more confident in showing the different aspects of me. And that's been something, even hiring the creative director. I know I did a podcast with Brittany a couple episodes ago about like just showing more fun in my brand instead of having to be so serious and instead of having to be the CEO all the time. How could I be more fun and playful and maybe wear colors that aren't just brown, black, and white? Like, how could I wear yellow? I wore a yellow two-piece outfit that was so much fun. You guys are going to see a lot of that coming up because I have a special announcement coming for you very, very soon, which, by the way, if you saw our expanders content and you had a little bit of FOMO for not being there, I want to invite you into our next stop on the TWP tour, which is going to be in San Diego, August 13th through 15th. And if you have not heard, our events at the Wealthy Practitioner are one of freaking one. They cannot be duplicated. No, we're not going to just talk about systems and processes and the boring stuff you have to do in your business. We're also going to talk about stepping into new levels, new identities, new forms of visibility. But we're also going to talk about the strategy required to make more money, because a lot of you come to us at the Wealthy Practitioner because you want to make more money. And so if you're like, I've been dying to get to a Wealthy Practitioner event, this opportunity is your last opportunity in all of 2026. Okay. So check out the link below. I'm going to link it below here in the video for you to be able to grab it. Get your tickets because our events always sell out. They always sell out. So do not wait, get your ticket and then figure out the logistics after that, because I can promise you being in the room will absolutely change you. That was one of the things that the expanders reflected to me this week. They're like, no event that I've been to of yours is ever the same, which I love, because your girl gets so bored with the mundane. I get bored with doing the same thing over and over again. So I'm constantly looking at ways to just tweak things a little bit. And how can we improvise here? And how can we improve or innovate over here? That's why I say our events are one-on-one. You truly can't experience the same thing at each one. That's why you have to just get in the room and experience it for yourself. And also, the people inside of the room make the event. I'm really excited about the initiative we rolled out at the Wealthy Practitioner this month of having cohorts inside of our mastermind. So not only do you get the whole team pouring into you through the mastermind calls, now we have a cohort specific call once a month where people at your practice level, your practice type, pushing past the same plateaus or the bottlenecks that you have, now you can rely on them. I can't freaking wait for you to get in person in San Diego with your cohorts. And so it's going to be incredible. If you're not inside of the Wealthy Practitioner working with us yet, just come. We have one of the most welcoming communities on the planet, okay? We got more seats at this event so that more newbies could come and join us and get inside of our community. We always have new people at every event, so you will not be alone. I promise you, my whole team is so dedicated to making you feel welcome. I just can't tell you enough how important it is that you get there and you experience it for yourself. And so back to the retreat. Not only were I being expanded by the media activations, my clients were being expanded, they were claiming new parts of their brand. And then we did some hot seat coaching. And people are like, hot seat coaching. Yes, we talked about AI. Claude Cowork, we were showing them how to use that, how to work with it inside of their practice. Kyle, my husband, which he looked so hot on stage talking about AI, I was like, please come on stage more often. I think it's a limiting belief that you no longer want to be on stage with me. Let's just get you on stage. And afterwards, I was like, I was drooling over you, so please do that again, okay? But we were talking about AI and how he's using it inside of our five practices, the best use cases for it. And by the way, all of this is still very new within like the last month. And so it's a hot topic. We're still navigating it inside of the coaching company, inside of the brick and mortars, but everything that we're doing, we always share with our clients. And we brought it to expanders, and we always want to test stuff with expanders first to see what they get, what they don't, so that we can simplify before we bring it to other clients. And we couldn't even get through all the stuff that we had planned for them because AI is just a little nuanced. It takes time. And so even inside of our expanders group, we're going to be working on Claude Cowork and Claude Code the next couple months with them, even more so, layers deeper. But then we did hot seat coaching, and that's usually my favorite part of an expanders retreat. And people gain so much from each person that shares. So we talked about growing and putting a personal brand offer out there is so different than growing in your brick and mortar. And one of my clients, Andy and Kaylee, were just sharing, like, we get amazing results, but we're putting an offer out there and the messaging, something is just not connecting. And so we got to workshop that together. They got to hear perspective from everybody in the room, not just me, which I really love. And also, I love having Kyle there because he was like, I need you guys to understand Steph went through the same thing. And she's still navigating that. And as she's, you know, broadening her reach and people from all walks of life are coming to her, she's still navigating, like, what do I communicate? What do I show up as on social media? What is the message that's going to hit the most? And it was such a reminder of our philosophy is don't quit, because had I quit, I wouldn't have been able to get here in a place where I feel like my messaging and my brand is finally starting to make sense to me, let alone anybody else, right? And so a reminder, if you're a novice or an amateur at something, it's going to feel so freaking hard because you've never done it before. You're going to put a lot of things out there that people are not going to respond to or not understand what you're saying. Anytime it's new, they're going to have question marks. They're going to be confused. Keep at it. Keep going, because every little time you try something new, that messaging refinement happens and you get way more clarity and you can move forward. What I often see is people have an offer or something they want to throw out there and they don't share it because they don't have it perfected yet. I still don't have it perfected, and I'm like almost 4 years in at this point, you know? And so how can we just put it out before we feel ready? That would be my encouragement to you. And then also, we did some like marriage coaching and some life coaching. And, you know, Kyle and I have had to navigate a lot of things in our 9 years of marriage, of what it's been like starting and growing these companies together. And we got to share that and how different we truly are. I'm like the driver and Kyle is the nurturer almost. He's the one that like makes sure that I'm okay. He's the one that's like, how can I support you? How can I support the family? Yes, he's in charge of the clinics, but his number one role is to support me as I'm navigating this new territory that I'm in. And I'm the one that's up thinking about driving revenue, right? And so I just think it's important inside of our marriages too, to remember you're not always going to be thinking of the same things, and it's okay that you're not. That's actually probably your superpower if one of you is more the driver and one of you is not. If one of you's up thinking about the business all hours of the day and a little bit more serious, one of you needs to be the fun one, right? And maybe you're both. And maybe you're like, hey, we can afford to be a little bit more serious. I invite you in to have that conversation at that point too. But I know for me and being married to Kyle, like, he's always reminding me to not be so serious, to give myself more grace, to have more fun in life, to remember that I'm a human. Like, I don't have to be this perfect version of myself that I try to be and that I fall into bad habits of that identity as I get more stressed. That's something in this season that I've realized. As I take on more, I try to revolt back to that old identity that everything has to be perfect. When in reality, I know my most expanded, highest vibrational self is that it doesn't have to be perfect. I just have to give it my best, and that's enough. And so maybe you need that reminder too, truthfully. But I know that when people think of a business group, they think of like strategy, you know, new patients, new clients, marketing, back-end systems and operations. And we have that dialed. But I think what makes us one of one is the ability to get into your life and coach you through the life things too, because that's where your business has a quantum leap. You know, we attract a lot of families, a lot of married couples at the Wealthy Practitioner because our values are, you know, faith, family, fun, finance. Like, we think about all of these things as one cohesive thing. Being wealthy to me was never about the money. It was about how can I show up as the best mom, the best wife? How can I show up and make a massive impact for the people I'm working with? How can I show up as the best leader for my team? How can I show up as the most true version of myself? And I think when we get into a room like Expanders, people all get that on a soul level and they're trying to do that too. The conversation is just a little bit different. And so if you've been looking for an opportunity to get in a room with those kind of people, then join us soon, and I will see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.